it's Rashida Geddes, your coach and mentor, and welcome to Business Talks, the place to find tips and insights on creating a business career and life in Montreal on your own terms. The business of boxing is one where the most calculated of winners has a chance at box office success. To play any sport at the professional level requires that most aspiring athletes train most of their lives for the opportunity. For my guest today, his decision to play professionally began at the age of 20, when most athletes are already in full swing in the business of competitive sports. Following in the footsteps of super middleweight champions before him, Shaquille Finn is quickly making a name for himself in the boxing world and is garnering the attention of boxing promoters and brands alike. The business of boxing is no joke, and for today's guest, every fight is an opportunity to show that to the world. Take a look.
Shaquille Finn never expected to become the Canadian super middleweight champion after only 7 fights. He credits good mentors, hard work, and dedication for his success. In the last year, Shaquille's results in the ring have created new business opportunities, including co-ownership of the Donnybrook Boxing Gym, a brand endorsement with Rival Boxing Gear, and fights at the coveted Casino de Montréal. Shaquille is living his passion and building a business doing what he loves.
Welcome to the show, Shaquille. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Rashida.
Absolutely. Now, I know Montreal has a big boxing community, has a lot of great boxers that are on the scene. Why did you decide to pursue boxing, and why did you decide to pursue it in Montreal?
Well, because I was always in sports as a kid, and I played football, basketball, volleyball, did track and field, all types of sports. And I was playing football in college. And I just wanted to do a different kind of training. So I took up a boxing class. There was a boxing school down the street from my house. So I said, you know what, I might as well try it. Tried it out, I liked it. 2 weeks in, the coach there said, oh, why don't you try it a little, like sparring. Sparring is like not a real fight, but like, you know, a practice fight. Mm-hmm. So with like partners and stuff. So we had headgear and gloves on, whatever. So I said, okay, I'll try it out. He put me in with a guy who was like 140 pounds. Mm-hmm. Me, when I was playing football, I was like 210, 205. So I said, okay, I'll try it out. I'm like, I'm gonna kill this kid. You know, there's no point in even doing this. And I said, I started, and obviously I knew how to fight just by fighting, you know, but like he knew how to box, and this is way different. So he kicked my ass. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so that's what happened. And after 2 rounds, I was like, no, I don't wanna continue. So then I just kept on going back to the gym. I was still playing football, but football season's over, and then the coach was like, oh, you're training hard now. I kept going back to the gym. He said, why don't you try your first fight? So I tried an amateur fight, I won. And then after that, I won like my first 11 amateur fights. I just kept on doing it, and I loved it. And I decided to turn professional 2 years ago. And so ever since then, it's been great.
It's been rocking and rolling for you. Now, what did your parents think? Because boxing is a contact sport, right? So there's a lot of hitting. There's a lot of potentiality of, you know, of things happening in between. What did your parents think of you deciding to go this route?
My mom, like, she's kind of like a fighter, you know? So she's like, you know what? Just do it. You love it, do it. I'm gonna support you. My dad, like, when I went to go see my dad was like, he boxed before. He, like, amateur, had about 20 amateur fights. But he's like, he's like, I'll support you, but I don't like it. Just know that I don't like it that much, mm-hmm. but I'm gonna be here for you. If you love it, do it. So he knows I loved it, so. You know, I understand that, you know, there's obviously consequences of, you know, getting hit in the head, but there's, in all sports, there's, you know, football's the same thing. Oh, I played all different kind of contact sports, but boxing is something, you know, that I felt I was made for, so.
Mm-hmm. So most people start their career, Shaquille, especially when you're talking about boxing or professional sports, really early on in their life. But in your case, you started really late, in your 20s, at 20, actually. What was the biggest challenge to starting that late in your career?
Maybe the biggest challenge is guys were more experienced than I was when I first started. But since I caught on fast, I'm a fast learner. So I kind of just, you know, I did my thing and I caught up. But like guys usually start like 5, 6, and here in Quebec, it's like usually 11, they have their first amateur fight. Me, I had my first amateur fight, like you said, like between 20 and 21, which is super late. But you know, I have a good coach, and he taught me really well, and I was able to catch up, so I did really well.
That's great that you were able to do that 9-year catch up in that 1 year. time space. Now, I know that that boxing has changed your life. Now you're actually looking at yourself as a business, right? Yeah. You are a moneymaker, a prize fighter. How has boxing changed your life and the things that you do versus what you were doing before?
Well, so when boxing kind of made me more, I feel like made me more of like a man, you know? So like now I gotta look at stuff differently. I'm a Canadian champion and, you know, it's bringing me, I get to go to like the schools and talk to kids. So I never really pitched myself doing that when I was before, you know? So boxing gave that, opened the door for me to do that. Since I'm getting a little bit popular, I get to make my own clothing stuff. So I make t-shirts and I get to sell t-shirts. So that's one of the ways I can make a little bit more money. And obviously traveling, I get to travel a lot. I've traveled to Baltimore, all these different places for boxing, which I never would have thought I would be going to these different places in my life. So now I'm doing all that, Vegas and everything. So it's really opening up a lot of different things for me. So it feels good. So
it's and I know that you recently embarked on a new business project, a new business venture with your coach and another partner. You opened up your own boxing studio, right? Yeah. And normally people usually wait until they're later on, more established in their career to kind of venture into business, but you really started, you started now. Yeah. How has that been? How has that process been? And what do you hope to achieve with your own boxing studio?
Well, with our new boxing gym that opened up not too long ago, we're planning on doing big things. Like you said, I didn't plan on like doing this until later on in my career. Like some boxers do, like not all of them, but most kind of like, you know, when you're making a little bit more money and getting a little bit more popular, you open a boxing gym and then it gets real popular. So right now I'm still young and I'm doing something I really want to do since I was younger, you know. So we opened our own boxing gym and it's just another way to kind of get myself out there and, you know, it's a new thing for me. So it's gonna be really cool.
So now as a super middleweight champion, right? I said that right?
Yeah,
you're moving into spaces where your brand is now a business. It is now marketable. It's now you have promoters wanting to book you for fights. Yep. You are considered a prize fighter because of all the KOs and the wins that you've done. How has that changed your approach to dealing with boxing now? Now, especially that you have that brand component added to it, how has that changed the way that you approach boxing?
Well, see, like before when I first turned pro, it was more like nobody really knows who you are, so no one's gonna want, like you have to kind of like, okay, I really want to fight on the show. Your coach, my coach is going out there trying to see different guys to see if I can be on the show. So now it's like people really want me on their show now because I can sell tickets and they know my name because I'm getting popular. Mm-hmm. So now we can like in our contracts, we can ask for more money or whatever if it's not enough and different stuff like that. So it's bringing me a lot. It's, you know, since I'm getting more popular, especially being champion, it's a good thing because, you know, if I wasn't champion, maybe like, okay, I wouldn't be able to fight, you know, more rounds or for more money. So, you know, it's bringing me a lot more things and, you know, guys, promoters are really starting to come now and they really want me to fight on their shows, which is really cool. So it gets me known. And the more known I am, the more popular I get and the more people want me to fight and the more money you can make, so.
Absolutely, and also I think that the things that you wear, even the shorts, the boxing gloves, they're made from specific companies that wanna align with your brand.
Exactly.
And I know that yours is a specific company that you work with. I don't know if it's a brand ambassador type of relationship, but how has that evolved for you and what's required for someone in the professional space to be able to get those types of brand endorsements?
Well, so I work with Rival Boxing Gear. They're getting bigger and bigger. It's a Canadian-based brand. The owner's name is Russ Amber. He's huge now. He's getting bigger and bigger. His gloves, his gear is all over the world now. We teamed up with them. In the beginning, we had to pay for all of our stuff and the gloves and everything. But now it's like they give me the gloves and they make it custom for me for my fights. So I'm not born in Jamaica, but my parents are Jamaican. So, you know, I like to stick close to my roots. So my gear, my it's all Jamaican colors. And so I really like that. And they hooked me up with some nice gloves for my last fight, which is like completely Jamaican color, yellow, black, and green. So it matches and it's good. And it's, you know, I'm gonna keep working with them because for me, they make the best stuff. And they're helping me out a lot in my career, so mm-hmm. I love it.
And has that opened the doors for other brands to want to approach you, for you to also wear some of their products, yeah. to be able to promote that?
So I've been, like, say, on Instagram or Facebook, like, there have been other, like, they see that I tag, like, Rival Boxing and say, like, a picture of I'm wearing gear. So then they'll message me and say, oh, why don't you wear our gear for your next fight? We'll custom make it for you and stuff like that. But I'm not really that interested. I really like Rival, and I want to, mm-hmm. me, once I make a bond with somebody, I kind of, like to stick with it. So mm-hmm. So the other stuff, unless it's like really something big, maybe, but for now I'm gonna stick with Rival. But there's been calls and like people messaging me about yeah. different stuff, and I'm just like, no, I'm okay, thank you though.
And I think what's important about what you're saying is being a brand ambassador requires you to build relationships.
Yes.
And sometimes it requires you to build relationships for a little period of time in order for you and that brand to really have that type of connection, exactly. where you can actually then leverage that opportunity yeah. for more brand ambassador opportunities yeah. as well.
So exactly. You want to stay a little bit loyal to the people that you're with
Absolutely.
Now. And then maybe some bigger things happen. You can probably either incorporate like with the same people or, you know, just, okay, can I just do this for a fight? And we'll see where it goes from there. But, you know, you want to stick with the same, you know, you want to stay loyal to the same people you are with. And then you want to create different bridges. So, you know, you don't want to break none. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. So there is that business component to boxing.
Yes.
And there's another component to boxing that can be very devastating to a lot of people. I know you had a fight. I think it was with Guillermo Campos.
Yes.
And it was, I think it's probably one of a boxer's probably worst nightmare, mm. thinking that something could happen in a fight where someone can get injured really, really badly.
Yeah.
How has that changed the way that you approach your boxing career now, the way that you approach your fights? And what did that event now allow you to put in place so that you can protect yourself from something like that happening
yeah.
to you? If you can just maybe explain a bit what happened and how you've taken that opportunity to really now set yourself up better to avoid those types of things.
So the fight with Guillermo, it was in Toronto at mm-hmm. the York Hotel. You know, unfortunately, I won the fight. I ended up knocking him out in the eighth round, the last round of the fight. And when we were speaking after in the ring, I said, oh, good job. Because I always embrace, hug my opponents after my fight. You know, it's like an all love thing afterwards. Obviously, mm-hmm. during the fight, you have to do what you have to do, but afterwards, it's all respect. So he kind of sat down on his bench and kind of just like fell over and I guess fainted. And then doctors rushed to him and tried to see what was wrong. They brought him to the hospital and they said he had a brain bleed.
Mm.
So that's something that's very scary. And some people were saying that he had like a 50-50 chance, you know, of living, which is very scary. And obviously me, like I couldn't even be excited for winning anymore because it's the first time that's ever happened in anything I've done. I didn't want to be somebody that, you know, just killed somebody, you know? So like,
Absolutely.
You know, so it was very scary. But when I heard that he was going to be fine and, you know, we tried to raise funds for him and, on a GoFundMe kind of page, and we kind of got that all over the place. And, you know, I went to go see him in Toronto because he stayed there for like a good month in the hospital. So we went back to go see him and he was okay. And his family's waiting for me. So we raised money for him to get treated down in Mexico. And now he's good. He's not going to box again because once you have that, it's kind of the end, you know?
Wow. Yeah.
But no, but now he's doing fine. He's with his family. We kind of, like, I interact with like his coaches and stuff to see if he's okay. And yeah, so me going to fights now, obviously I can't let that sidetrack me because my job is to fight.
Absolutely.
So I can't be like, okay, I'm gonna take it easy and then I get hurt. So I gotta continue going in, you know, the same way I always do.
When you're going into boxing, there is the positives of the brand endorsements,
yes.
the brand ambassador, being able to make lots of money,
yeah.
grow your career, have a lot of fame and credibility. But then there's that side of it, that darker side of
yeah.
it, where you have to worry about your health and you
yeah.
have to worry about your safety and making sure that at the end of the day that you go home and that you can go home to your family
yeah.
All in one piece, right?
Exactly. And it kind of like, so after that happened, guys were like, oh, Shaq, you're such a good guy. You're going doing all these things. People are noticing that. I'm like, that's just me, how the way I am, you
yeah.
know? But it looks good to like people wanting to come to talk to me about different stuff, like brand and stuff. Like, oh, you're a good guy. We want to associate yourself with a good person like you. So a lot of guys have been coming up to me about different endorsement deals and wearing clothes and stuff like that. So
mm-hmm.
it's been good. Obviously, it's not a good thing that happened, but I mean, like, they get to see what type of person I am, so.
Absolutely, because I think it's in those moments that you find out what type of leader you are, when you find out what type of person you are. And I think people are attracted to the good in people.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what is the best part of boxing? What has been the best part of your career so far?
The best part for me is really getting to go out and like speak to kids, because I love doing that stuff. And that's something that when I embarked in boxing, something I really want to do is get out there and talk to kids and tell them to stay in school and, you know, maybe take up boxing, probably not to box, but just to know as a discipline thing to, you know, because boxing really keeps you, straight. You know, like you have to put in the work, you got to work hard, you got to, you know, come to the gym on time, or you know, just like in school, you got to go to bed early because I got to have a bedtime just like everybody else. You know, I got a bedtime, I got to wake up, most time eat breakfast, you know, lunch, all my meals, you know, so stuff like that. So I always tell the kids the same thing, like, you know, and never giving up in school when you think you're, you know, you're writing a test and you can't do it. The same thing in boxing. You're working hard, and then maybe you fail, like you lose, and then you got to come back. And so it's, you know, you just got to never give up a way of thinking in boxing.
Absolutely. So it's not only in boxing, in life. It's really about making sure that you continue. And especially when boxing becomes your business, it becomes your life, your brand is a part of you, it's even more so that you have to keep fighting those thoughts, keep fighting those things that might show up or pop up in your life that can kind of veer you off track. What does success look like for you in boxing? What do you hope to achieve in your boxing career?
Well, what I hope to achieve is, I don't want to be like Muhammad Ali because I don't think anybody can really be like him. But after, because I went to his funeral in Louisville, Kentucky, me and my coach drove up there because we love Muhammad Ali.
Yes.
And just seeing all the people that was there for him, and it was crazy, you know, like this guy wasn't just a boxer, he was a man, he was just like a man of the people, you know.
Absolutely.
So people loved him, and that's what I want too. Like I want to be loved by many, you know. I don't really care for the money that much. I care for it, obviously. You gotta make, you know, you gotta do stuff with money, but I want to be known, you know, as a good person to like a lot of people. So that's something that I really, you know, hope comes out of boxing, is just being known as a good person and going to different places and, you know, making other people good people too. So just stuff like that was gonna be really good for me.
Absolutely, that's great. Now, where can people go to follow you, to know about your next fights, to engage with you?
Well, I have Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So my Twitter is Shaq Finn, at Shaq Finn. Instagram is @ShaquilleFinn, and my Facebook page is my name, Shaquille Finn. So you can follow me there and know what's up, what's going on with me.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Shaquille, and sharing your journey with us today.
Thank you so much.
My interview with Shaquille left me with two takeaways. First, in boxing and in business, you are only as good as your last fight. Staying consistent and striving to be better than your last results are the keys to professional growth. Second, it's never too late to follow your dreams. If you're determined to try, have a fighter's spirit, and invest in your team, the sky truly is the limit. I want to thank you for tuning in, and to Shaquille for stopping by and sharing his journey with us. Are you ready to create a business career and life on your own terms? Are you looking to leverage your strengths so that you can transform your life? Visit RashidaGettys.com to learn more about how I can help you and your business. Empower, mentor, lead, and never stop learning. Bye for now.